This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We started doing a thing a couple of months ago on the program, calling listeners to talk about prices in this economy, inflation, in other words, as it begins to tick up. And we wanted to know what they might, as consumers, decide at some point to do without instead of just paying more for what they usually buy. Lots has happened since the last time we reached out. The romaine lettuce recall, wildfires, winter storms, of course, the government shutdown. So here you go, the latest installment here of what some consumers have decided is their pricing breaking point.
I change a lot of my buying habits based on what the prices of things are. Especially being in the middle of the country, things like produce are harder to find and more expensive than they were when we were in Colorado or California. Olivia wanted raspberries at the grocery store last weekend, and I told her that we only buy them when they're on sale because I won't spend more than $2.50 per pint on berries.
Sensodyne toothpaste, as weird as that sounds, I go to Costco and buy about 5 tubes, and it's about $22-$23, which I feel like isn't too bad. It's one of the things that I do buy in bulk because it just becomes a little more cost effective. It's one of those trade-offs that I've made to, you know, spend a little more in one place because it really feels like it makes a difference.
I was kind of surprised when I was replacing romaine. I was just finding other lettuces, and they were marking a lot of lettuces down, like really, really cheap, you know, so that people would buy them, I guess. But then when the romaine came back, everything was actually even more expensive, possibly. I did notice that some of the Northern California wines that they ship here were just a little bit more expensive than they used to be. It made me shop around a little bit more for different wines that I wasn't particularly familiar with because I thought, well, they're bound to be just as good. They're still in my old price range.
I think we had talked about film. Photography is a hobby of mine. I'm a federal employee in Chicago. And during the shutdown, I really had to take to heart what I was going to buy because we just didn't know when we were going to get paid. I knew I didn't need the film, so I didn't look for it. As far as groceries, I just, whenever I went to the store, I made sure that, you know, I just bought the stuff that I needed and be done with it.
That was Kelsey Sproul in Iowa City, Kelly Kaletsky in Columbus, Ohio, Ellen Murphy from Mission Hills, Kansas, also Ernesto from Chicago. Didn't want us to use his last name.